A review of USP 1788, Methods for Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter and Particle Measuring Systems Instrumentation Conformance. Introduction. In May 2021, a revision to USP 1788, Methods for Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter, was published. Its aim is to aid in clarification and support of the information given in Chapters 788, Particulate Matter in Injections, 789, Particulate Matter in Ophthalmic Solutions, and 787, Subvisible Particulate Matter in Therapeutic Protein Injections. It was previously titled, Methods for the Determination of Particulate Matter in Injections and Ophthalmic Solutions, and was focused on the validation and instrument requirements of light obscuration instruments and microscopic methods variability. However, with the advent of flow imaging technologies and new therapeutic protein solutions, the scope was widened. The document's changes are a valuable orthogonal method that provides complementary morphology information. Enhanced knowledge of particle type aids in the determination of contamination source and potential correction if found to be of adverse levels. The document is divided into four sections: USP 1788, Methods for Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter, 1788.1, Light Obscuration Method for the Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter, 1788.2, Membrane Microscope Method for the Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter, 1788.3, Flow Imaging Method for the Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter. Three primary technologies are discussed in each of the subparts of the guidance document. Light obscuration, LO, is still the preferred first-pass method for the USP normative chapters. If a solution is unable to be tested using LO, either due to clarity, color, opacity, or viscosity, then the microscope method, MM, should be used. Flow imaging, FI, is also useful for overcoming issues with LO and has added benefits of characterizing fibers. Pharmaceutical injectable products are available in several forms. In each case, the insoluble component needs to be evaluated regarding contamination. This poses issues around sampling and testing methods for the different types, i.e., suspensions, solid drug suspensions, and emulsions, and those with large molecular weight, which would impact the results from traditional LO measurements. There are also additives used in therapeutic formulations with adjuvant compounds to support active components, which are present at greater than or equal to 2 micrometers and must be evaluated. Ophthalmic solutions are now also required to meet a greater than or equal to 50 micrometers limit for particulates, and instrument choice should ensure these sizes are available. During the development of the products, a knowledge base or library of the potential characterization of contaminants and their sources is recommended. No single technique should be used when defining that library, as it is likely to miss parameters that may prove valuable during production. This study will also form the baseline of shifting contamination levels or distribution of particles for personnel to respond to. Alternative data for particulates and solutions can be made using techniques such as spectroscopy and elemental analysis and electron microscopy. Section: Applicability of Methods. A comparison of the different types of inspection techniques along with limitations of the techniques applied can be found in a table in the PDF version of this paper. Also found in the PDF version of this paper, the next figure, supplied in the standard, is replicated here. It shows the size range of each test requirement along with the visible gray zone boundary for tests. Section: Particle Count Limits. The limits for USP 788, particulate matter in injections, are determined at sizes greater than or equal to 10 micrometers and greater than or equal to 25 micrometers, and the limits have not changed since the mid-1990s, a result of determining the accuracy of LO, upper concentration limitations. Limits for USP 789 particulate matter in ophthalmic solutions also applies the greater than or equal to 10 micrometers and greater than or equal to 25 micrometers size thresholds, and recently added the greater than or equal to 50 micrometers size requirement. For small volume injectable, SVI, containers, less than or equal to 100 milliliters, the limits are prescribed for the total number of particles per container volume. Originally, it was found that the standard smallest container was 2 milliliters, and thus the total counts per container was set. For large volume injectable, LVI, containers, greater than 100 milliliters, the total particulate burden is per milliliter, a result of potentially larger doses being delivered over a longer time. A table comparing the particle concentration limits for SVI and LVI can be found in the PDF version of this paper. Note, A, the limits for 787 are combined to exceed both the greater than or equal to 10 micrometers and greater than or equal to 25 micrometers size threshold limits. B, no limits have been established for FI data, nor are there limits applied for data greater than or equal to 2 micrometers. C, sample records should be retained for all data from all sizes within the test range, and out-of-trend analysis performed to determine if the product or process is within acceptable control levels. D, limits are for the entire product shelf life, and should not be affected with stability. The above reference table comparing particle concentration limits is based on a sample extracted from a total production population that is representative of the batch per lot. Historically, a single sample volume of greater than or equal to 5 milliliters was established. Sampling techniques and available LO instrumentation at that time were relatively coarse, and larger sample volumes gave improved statistical confidence in the result. Current instrumentation allows for much smaller single sample volumes to be used, therefore the sampling plan needs to better reflect the variance of production as potentially smaller volumes may be consumed during testing. Section, Test Method Influences, Subsection, Calibration Considerations. Instruments and methods should be calibrated and validated against traceable size and count standard solutions, according to NIST or other certification body. Care must be taken in the preparation of the calibration/suitability test solutions to ensure even mixing and avoid the aggregation of suspended particles. Calibration should take into account the full range of measurements, and if required, additional data demonstrating conformance for sizing. Subsection, Validation Considerations. The test method in 788 has proven a reliable quality measurement for many years against those injectable solutions that are predominantly clean and low viscosity. The standard uses the phrase water-like. However, for those solutions that lie outside of this water-like descriptor, additional tests may be required, and an alternative strategy formed as part of the overall characterization of the product and its particulate contaminants. Details of the validation requirements of a light obscuration instrument system are reviewed in 1788.1, Light Obscuration Method for the Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter. There are additional requirements which apply to all the test methods described individually in the additional sections. 1. Specificity. The ability for a method to determine differentiation between particle types. LO and MM both have low specificity, although captured particles on a filter substrate will allow for secondary analysis. 2. Recovery. A challenge to demonstrate the ability of a technique to detect particles of a different refractive index. This information will allow for the description of a method beyond the normative test requirements and add to the characterization library. 3. Linearity and range. Testing to determine the response of the system at known concentrations within the specified operating range and up to the 10% coincidence limit of maximum concentration demonstrates the linearity of the instrumentation chosen. This information is available from vendors. 4. Accuracy. There are two variables in accuracy for particle counting: the size of particle and the concentration of particles in suspension. These variables and others, such as flow rate and volume, are challenged as part of the IQ-OQ-PQ. 5. Precision. The repeatability of tests. This is demonstrated as uniformity of measurement either during routine testing, subject to variability in mixing, or qualification of the count standard test. 6. Detection limit. Reference is made to the ability of a system to differentiate a single particle against the background of media composition and electronic noise. 7. Robustness. The ability of the overall system's sensitivity to changes. MM is very dependent on operator inputs. Subsection, Good Sampling Practices. Once an appropriate sample set has been chosen from the overall population, testing of specific containers can be made. There are several methods used for sampling, and in each case, care must be taken not to introduce contaminants to the challenged sample. All sample preparation and testing should be performed within a controlled environment to reduce the external burden of particles to the test, ideally under filtered unidirectional airflow conditions. All secondary packaging should be removed outside of the test area, and where pooling of samples is performed, extreme care should be made to the cleanliness of any glassware. Glassware cleaning should yield results that do not significantly contribute to the overall test results, and ideally meet the blank test specifications. The number of product samples used is a function of the delivered sample volume. The following sampling methods are available to the user. 1. Direct sampling. Container volumes of greater than 100 milliliters can be sampled directly from the container and the results compared to the per ml criteria. Sample volumes greater than 25 milliliters can be individually sampled from the container and the results averaged per container, as per SVI criteria requirements. 2. Pooling. The contents of containers where insufficient single sample volume exists can be pooled by pouring the contents directly into clean glassware and sampling from the pooled total. 3. Reconstitution. Lyophilized products must be reconstituted per the prescribed method for normal usage with either the supplied diluent or particle-free water. If pooling is required, the samples should be reconstituted first and then pooled. 4. Dilution. Where testing using LO or FI is performed and the sample does not meet sample volume, color, or viscosity requirements for suitable testing, then dilution using particle-free water may be performed. The dilution factor must be known and incorporated into the results. Mixing of the sample to ensure any sedimented particles are re-entrained into the solution should be done by gentle swirling, rotating, or tumbling. Take care to avoid bubbles or exposure to additional contaminants, which could damage any fragile components of the suspension. Uniformity of test data will demonstrate the efficiency of homogeneity. To degas the sample, methods such as sonication, standing, or vacuum can be used. Section 1788.1, Light Obscuration Method. The Section 1788.1 of the Master Document 1788 covers aspects specific to light obscuration, LO, measurement, and sample requirements. As mentioned previously, LO is the preferred, primary method for the measurement of particulate matter in pharmaceutical solutions. The principal technology of LO is that a laser is aimed at a photodetector. Particles held in liquid suspension are guided through the laser optics via a narrow capillary tube. As the particles transit the laser beam, they cast a shadow across the photodetector. The amplitude decay of light on the detector circuit corresponds to the equivalent size of particle. Calibration aligns the particle size and detector response across the size range of the instrument. Section: Verification of Performance. Liquid particle counter systems such as the APSS-2000 are supplied fully calibrated for the full range of sensitivity, which is 2 micrometers to greater than 125 micrometers. Calibration on an annual basis is recommended to verify that there is no shift in primary parameters and that no contamination of the optics has occurred, such that accuracy might be affected. Additional tests to verify the full range of variables is also required and forms the validation of an installed system. The following tests are recommended as part of USP 1788.1. 1. Sample volume accuracy. This verifies the accuracy of the measured sample volume. The test uses particle-free water in a container. The known amount of removed water equals the weight reduction between each extraction. 2. Sample flow rate. The particle counter is calibrated at a fixed flow rate. The APSS can support several flow rates, but each one has a dedicated calibration curve which must be loaded via supplied software. The verification of flow rate is performed by timing the cycling of the syringe sampler with a known volume of sample. The sample volume divided by time equals the flow rate. 3. Diameter calibration. Calibration is performed using NIST traceable spheres. An internal algorithm aligns the particle size to the signal within the sizing circuits. The APSS-2000 complies with the automated method for instrument calibration. 4. Sensor size resolution. The test demonstrates the particle counter's ability to differentiate between particles of different sizes, and that the distribution of signal does not interfere with an adjacent size. A solution of 10 micrometers particles is used and the ratio of counts between channels is determined. The APSS-2000 complies with the automated method for instrument resolution. 5. Particle counting accuracy. A standard solution of known size and concentration is tested for the number of particles per unit volume. The results are verified against the specifications on the supplied, traceable standard. Section. What's next? There are many considerations for pharma to make with the new USP1788. Don't get left behind. Ask our experts for help to ensure you comply with the latest regulations. Particle Measuring Systems APSS-2000 testing system fully complies with the requirements for use in the testing of solutions in the normative chapters 788, Particulate Matter in Injections, 789, Particulate Matter in Ophthalmic Solutions, and 787, Subvisible Particulate Matter in Therapeutic Protein Injections, and complies with the requirements in the general chapters 1788, Methods for Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter, and 1788.1, Light Obscuration Method for the Determination of Subvisible Particulate Matter. Let Particle Measuring Systems industry experts support your risk assessment and contamination control strategy needs. Learn more at www.pmeasuring.com/consultancy-and-training-services/.
The author of this paper is Mark Hallworth, the Life Sciences Regional Manager at Particle Measuring Systems. Mark Hallworth is the Life Sciences Regional Manager for Particle Measuring Systems. He has lectured for pharmaceutical societies throughout Europe, Asia, and the US on non-viable particle and facility monitoring and the implications of validating those systems. He can be reached at mhallworth@pmeasuring.com. Copyright 2021 Particle Measuring Systems. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Incorporated at 1-800-238-1801. App note 307.